Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I grew up in and still farm and ranch in our great state. Growing up in Granfield, I learned the hard work that it takes to protect the land and assets that my family built over the last 110 years. Union Mutual Insurance has been serving Oklahomans just like you for over 85 years. At Union Mutual, we focus on protecting your farm, ranch, and home, not politics. Call your local agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
Hey, folks, the 2022 Tulsa Farm Show coming up the 8th, 9th, 10th of December of this year at Expo Square's SageNet Center at the Tulsa Fairgrounds. There's still some spots open, and you can learn more about being a part of this year's Tulsa Farm Show by giving the Midwest Farm Show team a call, 507-437-7969. Meet your customers and let's do some business at this year's Tulsa Farm Show, 8th through the 10th of December.
Well, the cattle futures and grain futures are relatively quiet on this election day. Sometimes you get some pretty wild markets, but today it has been fairly quiet. The live cattle were unchanged in December at 153.05. We remained sort of in an uptrend as the low back in September about 146 and now 153. So kind of been on an uptrend. We're above all the moving averages on the December live cattle. The cash market's been pretty good, 153 or so, 150 to 154, I think, overall. But 153 here late, and then the December, of course, at 153. So been pretty good market. February, the next month out, down 25. April, down 30. June, down 20. So all right in there. The feeder cattle also steady, up 5 in the Novembers at 178.27. Keep in mind that they expire next Thursday on the 17th. It's a weird month, November, because of Thanksgiving's the last Thursday. So the 17th is the last day for the November feeder cattle. January, the next month, down 2, 179.90. The March is down 10 at 182.15. The index is 176.59, down 32. So we're right in line with where the Novembers are. And then the hog market down a little bit more, down $1.47 in December, 85.57. The February is down 55 at 88.50. April hogs down 15 at 94.20.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, almost. Stockyard City Main Street invites you for the annual Cowboy Christmas Parade coming up on Saturday, December the 3rd. The festivities kick off at 10 a.m. with the Longhorns leading the parade. Also included will be equestrian groups, marching bands, antique cars, and of course, the famous Cowboy Santa. Following the parade, you can even get your picture made with Cowboy Santa. So come see us in the Stockyards December the 3rd for the annual Cowboy Christmas Parade.
Today's grain futures market generally weak. The wheats were the weakest contracts of the grains. We were down about 10 to 14 in the Kansas City with December down 11.5 at 9.45 and 3 quarters. July down 13 at 9.30 and a half. Chicago wheat was down even more, down 15 to 18. July Chicago wheat to 8.62 and 3 quarters, down 16. And then the bean market was up 4 in November, but down 4. In the next 3 months, the November was up 4 at 14.44, January down 3 and 3 quarters at 14.46 and a half. And then corn was anywhere from 8 to 4 lower, with December down 8 and a quarter at 6.67 and a half. The cotton futures today are kind of slow changing. It didn't really do a whole lot. Up 19 in the December at 87.68. March is down 9 at 85.74. I've noticed a lot of people using this rally here. It's rallied about 15 cents off the lows, and there's gaps below it. So I've seen people getting out of the D's 22 and rolling them out to March or even December of next year, of December 23. So there is interest there. Is that arguably below the cost of production. And, of course, today the big deal is this election. Currently the Dow Jones and the equity futures are really strong. The Dow's up 300. The S&P's up 15. Crude oil currently down about $2.60 on the front end at 89.17. But depending on this election, I think we'll probably continue to get fireworks the rest of the week.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.